Hey, this morning we're going to visit about some 4th of July fun stuff. For the Oakland community, the Riverside Oakland 4th of July celebration is coming up, of course, on the 4th of July, the Independence Day celebration. And I want to talk a little bit about all the activities going on around Chautauqua Park with Carrie Rose, who's joining us here this morning. Carrie, thanks for the time.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. A lot of work go into preparing for all this?
Oh my goodness, a lot of work goes into it.
How early do you start preparing?
We started back in October of last year. Since we've done this before, we kind of we had an idea of what we wanted to do. So then we just kind of started putting the words in people's ears and saying, "Hey, are you still interested?" And we started getting everything prepared back in October of last year, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I know that a lot of people are putting a little extra oomph into their celebrations this year because of the 250th celebration for the United States. And it looks like yours is a little busier this year.
Yes, we are. We are both Friday afternoon and all day Saturday.
Yeah. Well, let's start with Friday. What's going on Friday?
So Friday afternoon, we're going to have Smoke and Good Time set up in the park. They're going to sell their food. Since it's the 250th celebration, our contractor with our fireworks said, "Hey," and this was 10 years ago, they said, "We're going to have to change it. You're going to have to either do it the Friday before 4th of July or the Sunday." So we chose Friday this year. We also have Music Bingo fundraiser for the Oaklawn Cemetery here in town. There's some, we always got to do some upkeep in our cemeteries, and it needs some little love. So we're going to do a music bingo fundraiser at the community building here in town. It's a free will donation. They'll have drinks and some light snacks, like some cookies and stuff, and then the bar will be open too. And then you're going to head on over to the park for s'mores by Dance Atlantic and glow sticks, and then we'll have fireworks at dark.
All right, lots of good stuff. So kind of getting it started a little early on Friday, July 3rd, and that's just fine. That gives folks a chance to maybe enjoy multiple fireworks celebrations around the region.
Yes, that's what we are hoping.
We do. Well, and the nice thing about it, too, the parade on Saturday is a later in the day type of parade. So if folks spend a lot of time putting a float together and they want to get max value out of it, there are other places they can go to put it in a parade earlier in the day, and then they can come to Oakland in the evening.
Yes, we are hoping to catch some different towns, and we've already had quite a few people sign up from different towns, so we are really excited about the 5 o'clock parade.
Yeah. Do folks need to register ahead of time?
They can register. We have a Riverside Oakland 4th of July Facebook page, and we do have a Google form out there, but if they prefer not to do that, you can register that day, and it's going to be on Doc Thompson Avenue behind the museum in town, so you can just line up right there and J.T. Altman's in charge of that, so he will be directing people and getting everyone signed up and in line for the parade.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, now, before we get into all of the Saturday events, I want to talk, because we love food, so I want to talk food.
Yeah.
I'm impressed when I saw the flyer. What impressed me the most was down there toward the bottom. You got a whole lineup of food trucks coming in.
We sure do. As you know, we love food here in Iowa, so we have Steve Meek with Dirty Pig Barbecue and the Feed Trough. Denny's going to focus on more of a dessert menu, I believe, this year. We have Lost Trace Tacos, the Ninth Sapicius, Lucky Wine Slushies, Spirits of the Fairy, Smoking Good Times, and a new drink one. Her name's Grandma Lotus. Arlene Hackett has a wonderful drink selection that is just delicious. So I'm very excited to have her participate this year.
Well, food trucks have become a real thing around Southwest Iowa. I guess they've been a thing in the big cities, and I guess we're a little slower catching on to some of those trends, but they've really caught on here, and boy,
yes.
You guys are going all out.
We love foods, and we said you're here until you sell out, and last year they sold out probably close to 4 or 5 o'clock. So, but we're keeping Steve around. We're keeping Dirty Pig Barbecue. He's going to stay clear until midnight so that he can sell. You get a few drinks into you after the Whiskey River Band. You might need a little something. So he's going to stay until midnight and feed us.
All right. Very good. And it looks like it's just a lot of good variety, too.
Yes, we like variety.
Yeah, very good. And now, will they all be located kind of in the same central area?
Yep, they will be located in the Chautauqua Park by the pavilion and then the amphitheater. So they're going to be... That parking lot's going to be blocked off, and that's where all the food vendors are going to be.
Oh, gosh. They'll be right in the middle of everything.
right in the middle. Yep. Yeah,
very good. All right. Well, now with that important stuff they're taking care of, let's get back over to the Saturday activities on July 4th. And we're, oddly enough, going to start with food again.
Yes, we're going to start with the Volunteer Fire Department. They put on a fantastic pancake feed. And this year, they are actually going to do a couple raffles. We have an Iowa versus Iowa State game raffle for September 12th. So it's $10 a ticket or 3 for 20. And they also have a raffle for a, boy, don't quote me on this. I'm not a gun person, but an H10X model lever action rifle, I would say. So we have a couple different things, options. It's one ticket for 10 and 3 for 20. So there's a great, great way to get out and support your local fire department with the pancake feed and then join in the raffles, too.
Oh, excellent. Now, the car and tractor show will run throughout much of the day. Do folks need to register ahead for that?
Yes. If they would like to register for the car show, not so much the tractor show, they need to contact Mike at Arbor Bank here in Oakland. He actually takes care of the car show and the band, and he is wonderful. And it's one of, I've heard that it's one of the top car shows in the county area. So, and we had quite a few. I think we had over 150 cars last year. So it's a pretty good show.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of variety there. And folks love, they love their cars. They love showing them off, but they love talking about them. So make sure if you go to the car show, you ask questions.
Yes, ask those questions. They love to talk about their cars.
All right, very good. And a band during the course of that time, too. So you get a little music with your car and tractor show.
Yes, you sure do.
Excellent. Okay, now it's meant to be a family event. 4th of July activities typically are family events, and you've got plenty of things for all of the family members to enjoy.
Yes, we're going to start off at 11 with the kids' bike parade. If you have a scooter, wagon, strollers, everything is welcome. We just want you to come and show off your decorations and have fun riding up and down the road. We're going to have the whole road in front of the park closed off, so no traffic can go through. It's a walkway from the car show, the food trucks, all the way to the park, so it's going to be a safe area. And we want you to get out and show off your bike, show off your skills. Last year, it was a wonderful event, well attended. So we're really quite excited about that. And then after the bike show, we're going to head on over to the Chautauqua Park area down by the ball fields, and we're going to have a ton of activities. Oakland gave us the clear to go ahead with water activities. So we're going to have a bounce house that's going to be a water slide. Eccles Library is putting on a foam party along with carnival games. There's going to be, JT's going to bring his little barrel horses, and they're going to ride the horses throughout the park. We'll have face painting and balloon animals. Hopefully some farm animals will be there, and probably a sprinkler or two, along with lots of bubbles.
Well, it looks like the weather's going to heat up, so perfect timing for the water activities.
Yes, we are very, very fortunate that we can have water. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for the heavens above for providing us water this spring.
Well, we already mentioned the parade along Main Street starting at 5 o'clock in the evening, so folks can prepare for that. But that doesn't end the day. There's plenty going on afterward.
Yes, we have a cornhole tournament that's going to be for adults. And if we get enough people signed up and enough boards, so if you have a cornhole board that you're willing to let us borrow, contact me at the library. We're going to try to do a kids tournament. Last year, we had probably 25 kids that wanted to sign up and participate, and it just wasn't quite fair with some of these adults. So if we can get enough boards, we're going to try to do it. We're going to do adult one and then a kids whole tournament last year. And last year, we did a $250. It was $5 to participate, and we just split it, and the profits just went back to the contestants.
Sure. Sure. Well, a few other things folks can enjoy all day long would be the Rust Market, and then also the Heritage Museum will be open as well.
Yes, and I'm so excited about the Heritage Museum. We're going to do a silent auction, and we have quite a few. If you're a quilter, we have quite a few quilts down there. We have quite a few different bags. We have a book bag full of different genre of books. It's going to be really, really cool. And if you need a place to cool off, it's a wonderful place to just walk in and take a tour of the museum and cool off there. We are hoping to do some interviews with some older people in our area to kind of tell their story for the 250th, too. So if you want to tell your story, get down there and join in the interview process, too.
Important to keep that heritage alive, definitely.
That is,
a lot of those things get overlooked. I mean, we tend to overlook a lot of things in our own backyard, but it's our history.
Yes, it is. It is our history. Every town has their own history, their own story. So it's really great that we are putting this on and trying to preserve our history so that other generations can look back and say, hey, this is what we did.
You bet. The Rust Market, where will that be held?
It will be held down across the street from the food vendors. This is going to be right there where everyone would sit. Okay. Usually we have the parade down there. We're changing up and putting it on Main Street. So the Rust Market will be held right there. We have quite a few vendors set up so far. And I'm sure the last minute, we always get all the vendors show up. So.
All right. Very good. Well, again.
Just a way to get out and sell some stuff.
Yeah. Well, as we mentioned earlier, fireworks are going to be on Friday, July 3rd. So no reason to worry about stopping in the middle of the show, because the Whiskey River Band will be performing then on Saturday night to kind of round out the evening for folks. So it sounds like you got a packed day of activities.
We do. And we may have a little fireworks show that's not promoted by the city. That might take place too. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yep.
All right. Very good. And as always with our local celebrations in our area communities, we like to support each other as different communities. And we just don't just allow folks from Oakland area in for the celebration. If folks from around the region want to come in and enjoy, they're always welcome.
Yes, we encourage all towns to come and celebrate with us. I know Trainer Days is coming up, and I'm pushing Oakland. Hey, head on over to Trainer, see what they have, and hopefully they'll come this way too to see what we have. Jim, I also want to say, I almost forgot, we have a slow pitch softball tournament on Saturday morning too. So if you're interested in doing a slow pitch softball tournament, it's $20 a person for a team. Starts at 9 a.m. And I don't know, but the library may have a team already that's could be undefeated, so come out and try to beat us.
All right, go knock them off their pedestal. All right. Lots of fun. Lots of good stuff there in the Oakland Riverside area here for the 4th of July. Hope folks get a chance to enjoy all of the good stuff going on, including all the activities there near Chautauqua Park in Oakland. And everyone is welcome. And boy, check out all those food trucks. You're certain to find something you'll enjoy. Carrie Rose with us here this morning. Hey, thank you so much for the time and all that you and the rest of the volunteers do to make this kind of thing happen. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, Jim.